We're talking with somebody who really loves roller coasters, Adam Greeno, who is from the Detroit area, not too far from Cedar Point, so fortunate for living there, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, only 2 hours away, and, you know, I've been coming here since I was a kid, and I just love the place. It's so fun.
Do you remember one of the earlier coasters that you rode here at Cedar Point?
Yeah, actually, I was just recently rummaging through some pictures, and I found a picture of me on Junior Gemini, which... I was probably maybe 6-7 years old, maybe 5 years old when that happened. Yeah, that goes back a long ways.
There's a point, I guess, in every young person's life where they either become a coaster enthusiast or they choose to maintain a little bit on the ground. What was it about some of those early roller coasters that really made you want to obviously continue doing them?
Well, there was a break after a while. Parents didn't really take me here a whole lot. Once I had my own license, my own driver's license, I came down here way more frequently, and I just kind of fell in love with the place. And you can't beat the coasters here, and that's part of the reason why you fall in love, because of the coasters, and you get obviously the nostalgia from remembering the rides you used to ride and the rides that are still here too.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to be on Val Raven?
I have. Yeah, I rode this morning. It is definitely a unique ride here at Cedar Point. Very unique.
Well, it's a dive coaster, so it has a whole different thing. I think the most unique thing in a sense is it's not really cars or trains. It's sort of just like almost like an array of seats in a sense.
Yeah. It's your typical roller coasters. The trains are, you know, up to 6, 7, 8 cars long, whereas on a dive coaster, it's really short trains. Usually they're only 3 cars in length, but they're really wide trains, so they hold a lot of people, you know up to 8 or 10 people. Some other models can hold up to 10 people, but yeah, they're different.
Now, this one's a steel coaster. You mentioned Junior Gemini, more of the wooden, little bit of a, some of them have wooden. Do you have preference on that?
Well, I mean, if you're some people can't handle wooden coasters, but some people like the nostalgic kind of like rattly feeling of wooden coasters. I'm a steel coaster kind of guy. So, yeah, Val Raven kind of really hit the mark there. Just perfect.
What is your favorite one here at Cedar Point, if I might ask?
Right now, it is Val Raven. I mean, you can't beat the experience. You coast up the top of that hill, you look out, and it's just, you have lake view everywhere, and you look at the park. You know, it's a completely different view. You don't have any other view from any other coaster here at the park, and it's breathtaking. So, yeah, it takes up a lot of spots.
Now, you rode it how many times today?
Today I've rode 5 times.
5 times. Okay, it's 5 times in one day. At the end of the season, about how many times do you think you'll have ridden?
You know what? As many as I can get on. As many as I can get on. I hope. Well, I don't have any set plans, but I think 100 would be nice.
I see.